This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Some fans of ice cream say they won't be a fan of this one. A Canadian chain plans to open a store this summer in Minnesota's Mall of America to sell the Sweet Jesus brand of ice cream. The company, responding to claims that the firm is anti-Christian, says the brand name was created from the phrase used by some as they express enjoyment, surprise, or disbelief. From This Week in Agribusiness, crop analyst and traders Thursday will be poring over the numbers and the government reports to see how large the world's supplies of corn will be ahead of the next harvest. The stocks of corn are expected to fall for the first time since the drought of 6 years ago. By the way, our corn farmers still lead the world in the global corn trade. United States corn growers ship about one-third of the corn that moves in the world, while Brazil ships 22%, Argentina 19%, and Ukraine accounts for 14% of the global corn trade. A funeral service will be held Thursday in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, for a father and son who died together in a silo accident. Authorities say 51-year-old dairy farmer Daniel Breel was working with two sons in a 60-foot silo when the silage inside collapsed down on them. A 14-year-old son, David, was also unable to free himself, while the other son, 15-year-old Caleb, was able to escape. First responders used thermal imaging equipment to locate Daniel and David in the silo, but it was too late. Daniel's wife, Melissa, explained to a TV reporter how this time of the year the silage gets caught up on the inside wall of the silo and farmers work to break it loose. She said it just so happened to be too big of a chunk of silage. Mrs. Breel told the reporter for Fox 9 News Minneapolis, "God is good even through hard times." She added, "I want people to take away that God is there, and if you keep your faith in Him, He's going to see you through." At Indianapolis, a 3-year-old girl is improving in the hospital after nearly drowning in a water retention pond where her father died rescuing her. A brave bystander jumped into the freezing water and took the child from her dad. After going ashore, the man, unidentified man, returned back to the water to get the dad but could not get to the father. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.